Welcome to Grandpa's Tales of Terror. I thank you if you were just tuning in and listening for the first time. And I thank you if you are a returning listener. Things are not good on the earth as we know, but now it's time to find out what's happening back on Mars. In this tale I call Spore, aka Tale of a Fun Guy, meanwhile on the colony. Now close your eyes and let your imagination carry you into a world of fear and horror. 1 month after the last Mayflower left Earth, COM-1 was informed about what was beginning to happen on Earth. Commander Stickler had been given updates as to the tragedy that was occurring. Over time, however, the communications had been farther and fewer between. Then an extremely large X-class solar flare had occurred, disrupting communications from Earth to Mars and vice versa, causing an extreme radio blackout for an extended period of time. Now, for some reason, even though the solar flare had ended some time ago, transmissions were sporadic for reasons unknown until now.
Commander Stickler, please report to communications immediately.
Commander Stickler was requested to attend the communications branch urgently. Entering the branch, he asked what the problem was. Claudia Grenway, communications specialist, told Commander Stickler that they had received a video message from Mission Control Center and that he should listen to it. She played back the message.
This is Mission Control to COM-1. I don't know how to tell you, but we have experienced a mass mortality event. A fungus has been infecting people who have not had the one-shot inoculation. The deaths have been increasing day by day. Approximately to date, 700 million people across the world are dead. Efforts are being undertaken to quarantine the infected and slow down the infection rate. We will try to keep you updated as to the conditions here. If possible, Commander Stickler, we prefer not to panic COM-1 in regards to family member status until we have further information. Staff shortages are occurring due to the infection itself or family members who have been infected. If you reply to this message, there may not be anyone here to answer. We will keep you posted.
The screen then went black. The communications branch was dead silent. A couple of the other communication technicians were in shock. Everyone could not believe what they had just heard. All eyes were looking at the commander. It was almost as if they wanted reassurance that the message from Mission Control was not true. Pausing for a few minutes before speaking, Commander Stickler asked everyone, until they had more information regarding what was happening at home, to keep it to themselves and not instill panic on the colony. He asked everyone if they understood what he was asking, to which everyone replied, "Yes, sir." He also asked them not to allow any communication between members of the colony and family on Earth. If asked why, to say that another solar flare had occurred, disrupting communications. 1 month went by, then another message had been sent from Mission Control to COM-1.
Mission Control to COM-1. It has now been 2 months since the spore, which we now call the Gurney effect, has now caused the deaths of over 900 million people. Infection rate is starting to slow down, but is still continuing. All of the people infected and who died were those that did not have the one-shot inoculation. As you are aware, a supply ship was supposed to launch in approximately 2 months. This now has been postponed indefinitely. 3 out of the 4 crew members have died due to infection. Only the surviving member had the inoculation. Mayflower 28 should be arriving to Mars on its scheduled day. Commander, it has been suggested by the World Planet Council, or those who are still present, that you might want to consider sending a crew back to Earth to fly the supply ship back to Mars. It is ready to go. There will not be another for an undetermined length of time. The decision, of course, is up to you. Unfortunately, our staffing at Mission Control is at a bare minimum, and I mean bare. Let us know what your decision is. Someone will be listening. Mission Control out.
Once more, the screen went black. Again, eyes were on the commander, everyone wondering what his decision was going to be. After a few seconds, he asked communications to contact all high-level personnel directors to meet in the boardroom at 0800 hours tomorrow morning. Extra chairs had to be brought into the meeting. It was the first time since starting the colony every high-level personnel director met at the same time. They were the people in charge of the various trades, engineering, electrical, medical staff, and so on. The crowd murmured amongst themselves, wondering what the meeting was for and what was going on. Several of the personnel directors were questioning the validity of the communication blackout. They were thinking something else was happening. At precisely 0800 hours, in walked Commander Stickler. He walked to his chair, asked everyone to sit down. He remained standing. He opened to saying that a mass mortality event had occurred on Earth. Looks of shock, disbelief, made their way across the room. Letting everyone process that for a minute, Commander Stickler told them to watch the two video messages that had been sent.
This is Mission Control to Calm.
Questions, after a few minutes of processing, began. Commander Stickler told them everything that he knew, allowing full disclosure. Silence. After a few minutes, a hand rose up from the back. It was Hans Mark, the director for engineering. Stickler acknowledged him and asked what his question was. Hans asked what was his decision regarding sending a flight home. Stickler told him that he didn't have an answer just yet. He was waiting for information regarding food supply, necessities, everything they had, and how long will it last. He concluded the meeting with as soon as he gets the information, he will have an answer. He also told the directors to tell their crews, staff, what was going on. He concluded that he wasn't going to lie to anyone. Dealing with the truth now will make it easier to, hopefully, move forward. The next day, at 1000 hours, Stickler received the information that he needed. He called an immediate meeting of all directors. Commander Stickler was the first one to arrive. As each director walked in, they acknowledged him, either by his rank or with a nod of the head. Once everyone had arrived and was seated, Stickler stood up and began reading out the final report given regarding food supply and what was needed for the colony to survive. Commander Stickler gave his decision. Worried and anxious ears waited. He decided to send a Mayflower back to Earth to bring back the supply rocket. He concluded that due to the gravity of the situation on Earth, it would be wiser to get it now, adding that it might not be there for whatever reason if they waited. Someone else asked who was going to be the crew. Stickler told them that he had already contacted who was going last night. He read out the names of the crew, beginning with the captain, navigator, communication tech, pilot, and one of the advanced engineers for the ship's repair, if needed. Stickler said that he needed to get one of the Mayflowers up and running within 1 month. Mayflower 28 will be here in 2 months, and he would like the ship gone as soon as possible. He knew he didn't have to say anything more. All of the personnel directors knew their jobs and how to do their jobs well.